Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. There are people who are saying that maybe we ought to get rid of the preseason college football polls. I think Jeremy Kahn is in that category. Am I right, Jeremy?
I don't need all these people voting on stuff that they don't watch. I mean, I just don't. Like, the rankings, I mean, look, as a gambler, I'll keep taking advantage of it when people keep betting on the team with the number by their name. It's like, oh, they're the 14th ranked team in the country. Well, why are they an underdog on the road? Because the voters don't know what they're doing. And that it's the same thing in voting for, like, the All-Star game. We have fan votes where it just turns into a popularity contest and which city can get more people to vote for them. And the same thing when it comes down to any of the awards that they give out or anything. Hall of Fame voting. We've talked about that with baseball for years.
Yeah, it was... It was pretty high. I mean, you talk about Texas and Penn State, weren't they the number one and two teams in the poll to start the season? And now we find themselves out of the poll completely. In fact, Texas and Penn State are now listed number two and three in the others category.
Yeah.
The top 10 in the poll, Georgia. Well, how many teams go to the playoffs? 12?
Is it 12 now?
Yeah.
So we had, you get
so I'll give you the top 12. Tennessee, LSU, Georgia, Texas Tech, Alabama moved up two spots to number eight. Indiana moved up one spot to seven. Oklahoma dropped one, even though they won. Texas A&M at five. At four, Ole Miss holding on at number four. Number three, Oregon, they fell down one spot. Miami jumped up after beating Florida State to number two. And the number one team in the country now, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
So can I tell you the teams that interest me that I'm very curious about? One is number three, Oregon, because after what Penn State did on the road at UCLA, their win doesn't look as great, and that's a fantastic win. I think Oregon might be, I don't want to say way better than we think, they're the third-ranked team in the country.
It must be, though.
I don't think we're giving them enough credit. And if you haven't watched Texas A&M, their quarterback makes a lot of fun. That Texas A&M team, when they went into Notre Dame and beat up what I think is a good Notre Dame team. I don't think they're great. They already got two early losses. And the other team that stands out is Texas Tech, the one that Ed brought up. Their defense looks great. Their offense can score with them, with the best of them. Those are the ones that intrigue me the most.
What gets me, speaking of intriguing, is how does Notre Dame move up five spots after beating Boise State?
Yeah.
They move up five spots for beating Boise State? Really?
Yeah,
make that make sense to me.
All right, so
their three wins are Purdue, Arkansas, and Boise State, and they moved up five spots to number 16.
I want to look at last week's top 25 to see how many teams around them lost.
I can tell you how many teams around them lost. Nothing worthy of moving them up like this. Vanderbilt loss.
But Vanderbilt lost to Bama.
Exactly,
and that was a much closer game than the score would indicate.
Iowa State loss. And Florida State loss. How does that move them up five spots?
Well,
those are your losses. Florida State lost to a top five team. You said Vanderbilt lost to Alabama on the road. So justify moving them up five spots.
All right, so I'm looking here at the teams that you brought up. Yeah, Texas falls out of the top 10, out of the top 25. You'd have to go up to them and look. That's another one that goes down. But this is the reason I bring up like that. Outside of everyone around you losing and you winning a game you're supposed to win, they were 20-point favorites in that game. So I think that's your point, right?
Right.
You beat a team you were supposed to beat.
Yes.
Then it comes down to all these people that are voting that don't watch those games. Oh, Notre Dame? Yeah, I know that team. Well, let me vote for them. Oh, it's just, it's so
That's what I think it comes down to, is history and name recognition.
Yes, it is. It's like, that's all it is.
Ridiculous.
And I don't fault them for having Texas and, who do we just talk
Penn State.
About? Penn State preseason 1-2. I don't fault them for that. Like, I think everybody would have felt that way. But I do fault them for this nonsense. How does Florida lose a game and move up spots weeks ago?
Yeah.
How does that happen? And then the girl that was voting just tried to laugh it off.
She did laugh it off. Literally, she was laughing. You know, it's
Then don't do it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And typically, that's what laughing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Off means they were laughing.
That's how they did it.
That's the only.
I don't know if I was going to actually laugh when they were laughing it off. But.
Loser.
But she did. She's laughing off. She was laughing. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Ole Miss number four.
They're holding steady at number four. They were number four last week.
Yeah.
Holding steady.
The other thing, the reason I bring up Texas.
That's a coaching dude, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a You can say what you want about Lane Kiffin. That is a coaching fool, man. I love him. I like Lane Kiffin. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, no, I just, Texas A&M football, I want to see their schedule because their schedule sets up nicely for them. As they just got Mississippi, they get Florida at home. They have to go to Arkansas, to LSU, and to Missouri. They get South Carolina at home, Samford. Why the hell are you playing Samford on November 22nd?
Yeah, not Stanford.
Yeah,
Samford down in Georgia.
Yes.
And then they get they go on the road to face Texas the last game of the year. But what if Texas isn't what we think? Yeah, you.
You used to talk about Oregon. Miami beats Florida State, right?
Mm-hmm.
They beat Florida State, who was ranked number 8. What were they ranked at the time?
18, I think. I close it
up. They beat them by 6 points.
Yeah.
Okay? So Miami moves up a spot. Oregon goes to Penn State and beats them by 6 points. Penn State was ranked number 3. How do you flip-flop Miami in Oregon in the poll where they both won on a road and Oregon's win was against a higher-ranked team?
Rob, let me just explain.
How does that happen?
Look, it's like putting an elevator in an outhouse. It don't belong. It don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we talking about here?
I don't. They both had wins against top 25 teams. However, Penn State's, I mean, going to Penn State when they're ranked in the top 5. All right, that's number one. That's number one. Number two, how is Penn State now all of a sudden with 2 losses from being top 5 out of the top 25?
Because, well,
that don't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
I can understand Texas a little bit. I don't understand Penn State. You had them in the top 5. They have 2 losses. Yet, at the bottom, you got Florida State still with 2 losses, 3-2, and they're top 25?
But even then, this is what I want to ask you guys. Because I looked at it. I want to see what Florida State did. They dropped 7. Like, man, I thought that was kind of harsh, dropping 7, because you lost to the number 2 team in the country in a close game. It wasn't like they didn't get drubbed, and you dropped 7. Like, oh, that sucks. Then I'm like, oh, my God, Penn State's out of it completely?
And I feel like
the number 3 team. Like, why?
I feel like the voters saying, you made us look stupid with getting you out of the top 25.
It's, yeah.
It's almost taking it out on them.
I think it's, well, so I don't have an issue with them being out of the top 25 considering who they lost to. UCLA just fired their coach this early in the season. They lost at home to New Mexico State when they were like double-digit favorites. Penn State was favored by 20 on the road or whatever it was. And then they went in there and lost to an inferior team that hasn't looked good against anyone this year.
Yeah.
And it's back-to-back losses. Which, yeah. So, again, I think that's the knee-jerk reaction and why that happens. But do I think Penn State's a top 25 team? Of course.
I agree with you. It's almost like, okay, we had you ranked so high, you disappointed us. We're going to get you out of there. I feel like they're being penalized because of the preseason poll, and they haven't met up to those expectations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.